Every day at 12:30, Paul Andrews walks to the riverbank in Emonic, stopping at a small metal marker nestled on a dune. He takes out a surveyor's measuring tape, hooks it onto the marker, and walks it to the waterline. Then he phones the National Weather Service.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Paul in Emonic here. Well, anyways, I'll make that 79 feet at 12:30. Oh, pardon me?
Paul is measuring the water level of a slough off the Yukon River, not far from the mouth. He marks the rain gauge and the level in his yellow notebook. Usually, he takes his youngest child with him for this task.
Let's go, please.
In Paul's notebook, the water levels date back to early July. That's when he started this job, for which he gets paid $9 a day. It's a massive pay cut from his previous work. In prior summers, Paul worked as a commercial fisherman for Gwikwak. It was his only employment during the year, and he says he usually made $10,000.
My wife works, but, you know, that's not enough. But we get by.
He took the water reporting job this summer because he knew there wouldn't be any commercial fish openings. The chum salmon numbers on the Yukon tanked last year and sunk to record lows this year. All commercial and most subsistence fishing for salmon on the river is closed. Usually, Gwikwak pays out about $10 million to local workers. This year, it'll be paying out less than $1 million to plant workers and nothing to commercial salmon fishermen and women. It's able to hire plant workers at all because it's experimenting with new endeavors. The company built 3 greenhouses to grow vegetables, and it's trying its hand at a very limited commercial cod processing. Most of the people working at Gwikwak this summer are its long-term, most loyal employees. And they're all having to get used to new roles. Like Lisa Andrews, usually she does fish accounting. But now she supervises teen workers in the greenhouse.
I wasn't certain, but now I'm like, I like it. These kids actually grown on me.
When she started hearing about the low chum runs, she thought she might not have a job this summer.
Yes, I called many times because I was worried that I wasn't going to work.
She says she's lucky she got a job. She had worked at a gardening store in Anchorage, so she felt prepared for the new role. There are some folks who haven't quite felt the impacts of the low chum numbers on their job description yet, like welder Richard Akarin from Kotlik. He's wearing overalls and a thick leather welding jacket.
We build boats for the fishermen that fish for Gwikwak.
He says for now, his job hasn't changed, but he knows it could. It's been 2 years of low chum runs. Already, other welders have been affected. Half of them have not been hired back. Akarin says he hopes next year's runs are better. Meanwhile, Gwikwak and its workers are trying to keep up with chum runs that are declining faster than the industry can adjust. In Emonic, I'm Olivia Eberts.